It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, May 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. All this week, we're talking about the near future of tech. So let's forget traveling with warp drives and wormholes for a second. What's coming in the next decade of space exploration? I asked a guy who probably knows. That would be Adam Stelzner, a NASA engineer who navigated the incredibly challenging landing of the Mars Curiosity rover. Stelzner says it's about putting people on Mars, also looking for life on Jupiter's moon Europa.
There's a partnership between robotic space exploration and human space exploration. And typically, robots go to the place first. Robots are sort of much more expendable than human beings, and they're less cranky. The precursors will be robots, and then bigger robots, and then human missions.
What are those robots that are going to be larger and the precursors to a human mission?
Well, for instance, if you think about going to the surface of Mars, right now we put about a ton of weight of spacecraft on the surface of Mars. When you think about having a human, you're going to need to put a lot more mass down on the surface, but maybe it's 40 tons. But in between 40 or 50 metric tons and our one-ton vehicle are probably robots. They may be robotic rocket fuel plants for the rocket ships that are going to bring the humans back to Earth prior to ever sending the humans down there, because you want to make sure the humans have got a way back.
Why do you have to make rocket fuel on the surface of Mars for a return flight? Why can't you just take extra with you when you head there?
Landing heavy stuff on the surface of Mars is difficult. So learning to make fuel from the atmosphere and rocky material that's there on Mars is the way to go.
Tell me about Europa. Why do we think that there might be life there? What's some of the technology that's going to get us there? And what is some of the technology that we're going to use once we get there to figure out if there really is life or there could be life?
Europa intrigues scientists because we've flown by it previously and taken some images and have noticed that we believe it has an ice crust, a rocky center, and then a liquid water ocean between the ice and the rocky center. We know from here on Earth that where there is water, very frequently there's life. Suspecting that we have a large reservoir of liquid water in Europa, it leads the exobiologists — I'm not an exobiologist, but I drink beer with them — and they think that the evidence is encouraging. And so how would we get there? We either need a very large rocket that could get us there to Europa maybe in 5 years, or you use more traditional techniques, and that will take you, let's say, 7 or 10 years to get out to Europa. Either way, when we get there, we're going to want to take images of the surface at very least, but ultimately, you're going to want to follow on any kind of remote sensing of Europa with a surface mission.
Adam Stelzner is at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Adam, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me, Ben.
And Marvel Comics fans who are using Android devices are humming the Spider-Man tune today. You can now read over 13,000 of Marvel's comics on Androids, thanks to the Marvel Unlimited app. The company released a version for Apple's iOS in March. The cost to read to your heart's content? $10 a month, like Netflix, but you can actually find what you're looking for. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.